So, where can you save all your hard-earned cash? So, there's four main places where you can save them, or four main financial institutions in Ireland, and these include your commercial banks, for example, AIB, Bank of Ireland. You've got An Post, you've got credit unions, and you've got your building societies. So, commercial banks, then the first place where you can save money, they offer a range of financial services, and they often offer deposit accounts. So, when you open a savings account, open a savings account is very similar to open a current account, and you need proof of identity and address, and you possibly need your PPN number. Remember, to open up your bank account, three things you need: your PPN number, your proof of identity, and a utility bill. You've got different types then of deposit accounts in commercial banks. So the following are some of the savings account or deposit accounts that are on offer from a commercial banks. So these accounts will depend on how much you want to save and how soon do you want to access your money. So, for example, a demand deposit account allows you to withdraw your money when you want to. You don't have to give the bank notice, and this type of account has very low interest rate because you can go in and take it out whenever you want. Term deposit, then number two, this requires you to leave your money in the account for a certain length of time, so anywhere between 7 days to 5 years. So these accounts have a higher rate of interest for the longer you leave it in. If money is withdrawn before the term, penalties may apply. And the third one then is a notice deposit account. So that means that this requires you to give the bank notice that you're going to withdraw money. So a 21-day notice means you must give the bank 21 days notice that you're going to withdraw the money. So three types of accounts. You got your demand account, term deposit, and your notice accounts. The second place where you can save money is An Post. So they offer a range of state saving products on behalf of the National Treasury Management Agency, so the NATMA. So the NTMA. Sorry, the National Asset Treasury Management Agency, so the NATMA. They offer a competitive rate of interest and a state guarantee and may be dirt free, so you might have to pay your deposit interest with pension tax on any interest that you earn here. They also offer prize bonds, and these offer weekly prizes that can be tax free but do not earn interest. So you buy a prize bond, you're put into a draw each week, and then if your number is pulled out, then you win a prize. Number three, then credit unions. So these are located all over the country. A credit union is owned by its members who save together and lend to each other at a competitive rate of interest. They offer savings and deposit accounts. Your savings are your shares. So the more shares you have, the more of a share in the business you'll have and more of a dividend you'll have as well. If you save in the credit union, you'll be helping out your local community. And you can get a car loan, holiday, or home improvement loans. So they're run by the community. Everybody saves there, and then that money then is shared out to the people in the community who are looking for a loan. Credit unions then will also have a savings account. They'll give a dividend, and they'll have a deposit account as well. Your building society then. So these are financial institutions. They pay interest on savings and lend money to buy or upgrade a property. Looking at mortgages and property, that's why they're called a building society. They offer the same services as banks, more so for lending money for upgrading your property or for buying a house. So there's four places where you can save in financial institutions. You got your commercial banks, An Post, credit unions, and building societies.